It is a simple but sad fact of life that people who serve in the military sometimes come home wounded or disabled. And while there are many services available to help them, there are also ways in which the system does not fulfill the needs of disabled vets. For them, there is DAV, Disabled American Vets, which is not a government agency. Our examination of veterans' issues continues in a joint project with Southern Oregon Public TV called Local Focus, Debt of Honor. It concludes with an airing of the documentary Debt of Honor, paired with a TV version of the exchange on the evening of November 10th. We'll give you further details down the road. Right now, we want to turn to the Oregon Department Commander for DAV, Bridget Marker, who's on the phone with us from the Portland area. Bridget, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Give us an idea, then, an overview of what DAV is and does.
Well, we're a veteran service organization that our only mission is to serve our veterans and their families in the United States. And the DAV's two missions that we follow through on a daily basis, one is representing veterans with the VA to ensure that they get proper representation in the VA claims process. And the second mission is to provide free transportation to and from VA medical centers for their VA medical appointments.
All right, so representation and transport. And what are the usual kinds of, what's the general range of issues for which you need to help represent people in their dealings with the Department of Veterans Affairs or VA?
Well, many of the veterans that we represent are filing for service-connected disability claims. So we write up their claims. We represent them in front of the VA in hopes of getting them a service-connected disability so they can be compensated for the disabilities that they receive while they served in the served our country.
Is it a somewhat adversarial relationship sometimes between DAV and VA?
It's not an adversarial. We actually work very well with the VA. It can be very adversarial with the veteran and the VA. So the VA doesn't necessarily always agree with what the veteran thinks was a service-connected disability. And that's where DAV comes in and represents the veteran to make sure that their view is fully brought forward to the VA. So they hopefully will get a favorable judgment in their favor.
So, Bridget, was DAV formed in the first place because veterans were having difficulty getting the things to which they were entitled from the VA?
Yes. Yes. The DAV was formed back in 1920 with Richard Marks, who saw the need for veterans to get the ratings and the services that were promised to them that when they got out were not being given to them. So he founded the DAV, and in long story history of almost 100 years, DAV has always been there to represent veterans to ensure that they get the benefits that were promised to them.
And in the Department of Oregon, for which you're the commander, how many people do you represent?
DAV represents roughly about 5,000 veterans in the state of Oregon, and nationally we represent over 1 million veterans.
Wow, that is a lot and a lot of work. Give us an example of a case in which DAV gets involved and the steps in which you you assist along the way.
Okay, so what I do as a Department Service Officer for DAV, I work closely with the DAV NSO office in Portland. What I do is a veteran comes in and sees me. Let's just say they were recently discharged and they have a disability. I file the paperwork needed to file the compensation claim through the VA. I mail it to Portland. Portland then submits it to the VA and for all the proper, supporting evidence gets submitted to the VA. Then the claim process is started. The VA then at some point in the process will schedule what they call a compensation and pension exam. And this is where the veteran gets examined for the disability that they are claiming so they can determine the severity of the disability and then assign a percentage to that disability, anywhere from, depending on the disability rating, talking about, let's say, the PTSD, there are numerous rating available. There's a 0%, there's a 10%, 30%, 50%, 70%, and 100% rating available for a PTSD rating. And the compensation and pension doctors determine the percentage that veteran falls under, and that is then sent back to Portland, and the adjudication process is then initiated where the adjudicator then decides where that veteran falls on that scale. A percentage is then assigned to the veteran. The veteran is sent a letter with that percentage rating. If the veteran is not happy with that percentage or there was a mistake that they feel the VA made, there is then you can initiate a appeals process, which at, in this point at the in the claims process takes between 3 to 5 years.
Wow. So
original claim, a new claim coming in the system is 18 to 24 months.
Bridget Marker is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, DAV, Disabled American Vets, Department of Oregon Commander, and Services Officer as well. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. It sounds like a process that on its just at its beginning is sufficiently complicated that I can't imagine anybody daring to take it on without the help of DAV.
Correct. It is always better to have a representative when you're dealing with the VA because there's so many steps and so many time-sensitive steps that have to be followed in the time. So it is always best. And DAV is one of the best veteran service organizations to represent veterans in this process.
And Bridget, are the claims for disability a mix of physical and mental? Or is it generally all mental? I'm just trying to figure out what the usual mix of things you're seeking.
It runs a spectrum from being mental health disorders or conditions to physical conditions. So it runs a spectrum. I have claims that I do that are all physical, and then I have claims that are a mix of both. So it's kind of a spectrum of it really depends on the veteran.
And I'm sure there are people sitting here thinking, well, these are things that the VA should be doing automatically. Why would it take another organization like the DAV to get involved? I mean, what are the obstacles that require more or less the participation of DAV?
Well, DAV is just an advocate for the veteran in the process. So what the VA does and the VA does in its own sense. There's a lot of steps the VA does because they're mandated by law to do so. One of those steps is the VA is mandated to get all medical information from the medical service record and request all evidence. That is one of the steps the VA does automatically. Yet the VA gets the veteran gets a letter from the VA stating we have done this for you, and it is frustrating. Just the numerous steps and time-sensitive material that has to be submitted, that's where DAV comes in to help the veteran to make sure that those steps are not skipped in the process so the veteran doesn't get a denial because there was a step skipped and the veteran didn't know that. So this is just where the DAV comes in as a representative and an advocate for that veteran in that process to make sure those steps are not skipped.
It sounds like lots of little details, you know, certain
yep.
timelines to meet, deadlines, paperwork, this form, that sort of thing.
Yep, correct.
So how big is any disabled vet's file going to end up by the time that the disability claim has been either granted or denied? It sounds like it could run to several inches of paperwork.
Oh, it can run several miles long in paperwork. If you're talking about claims that have been in the process for, you know, some veterans, because once a claim has been initially granted, you know, people can ask for what they call reevaluations or my condition has gotten worse, can you please reevaluate it? So once you're talking 30-40 year claim process that has been going over 30-40 years, the folder can get very big. Nowadays, everything is digital, so everything is being scanned and is being made digital, so it's going to be all digital here before too long. But I have seen veterans that come out of the service with 3 boxes of medical records. So, I mean, a vet just starting with that, and then you fill out the forms and this form and that form, and it gets to be very long, very quick.
And you're dealing with the Department of Veterans Affairs, which is still called the VA, even though it hasn't
right.
been the Veterans
Sorry.
Administration for years. So while we're there's always stuff in the news, it seems like, periodically about the shortcomings of the VA. And over the course of your career with DAV, have you seen some fluctuations, or is it generally the same set of issues that persists?
Well, it fluctuates, and we have to remember there's two. The VA is an overall umbrella. You have actually 3 different sections under the VA. You have the healthcare side, which is the medical centers, then you have the benefit side, which is where the compensation pension claims are processed, and then you have the national cemeteries. So in my years, my 15 years of dealing with the VA and working with the DAV, I have seen fluctuations in each one of those areas and frustration levels in each one of those areas. Right now, we're dealing with wait times in the VA medical centers. It's taking time for veterans to get appointments. And the compensation center side, we're looking at delays in the process because there's just not enough people to process the claims that are being brought in. And then on the cemetery side, that's about, I think, the only place that there's not a wait time.
Well put. So, I mean, I know there was this big report that came out just last month, put up there by the Veterans Choice Independent Assessment, the Veterans Choice Act Independent Assessment. Any indication from that the things will improve in the VA anytime soon?
Well, the VA is working very hard to try to improve in all areas. They are working very hard. They're hiring more people in the medical centers. They're hiring more people in the VA claims processing center. The appeals claim backlog is now down. It used to be well over a million. We're down now to roughly 250,000 claims that are still backlogged. So they are working really hard to make the changes. But as with any federal agency that is as huge as the VA, it takes a little time. I know it's frustrating. I deal with the frustration every day when I have to answer veterans' questions about why is it taking so long. But they are working very, very hard.
Is that the most common?
The DAV is making sure on the national level that it is continued keeping the pressure on the VA to make sure those changes are made.
Now, again, DAV not being a government agency, how are you funded?
All donations.
Really?
Yeah, 100% donation funded. We are a nonprofit, so from our State Department all the way to our national organization, we are all funded by donations.
Wow. And you mentioned servicing about 5,000 people in Oregon and a million people around the country. Are those mm-hmm. considered DAV members? I mean, are they supporters as well? I'm just trying to figure out.
Many of them are. But in order for DAV to help you, you do not have to be a member of an organization. If you're a veteran or a member or a family member of a veteran, a spouse, dependent children, we will assist you whether you're a member or you're not a member. The DAV nationally has 1.4 million members. And so one of the nice things about the Disabled American Veterans, if they represent you, we can represent you in all 50 states and its protectorates. So if you happen to start in Oregon but you move to Tennessee, DAV will take your claim in Tennessee and represent you in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. So
just, there's no lost time there.
Okay. So help us understand, though, about outreach, because I understand that that's a big part of your mission here. Do a lot of people who use the services of DAV not really know it exists until they need it?
Yes, that's pretty much it. And so we're always out doing outreach, wherever we can find places that will let us come and set up a table. And since, again, we're all donation-driven, many times we ask just for allow us to have a table there. We have websites up. Our parent organization does a lot on mailings and public broadcasting announcements and, those kind of things. One of the biggest things DAV is facing or that we have noticed is facing is employment with veterans. So DAV actually started a employment program, an employment department, and they travel around the country hosting free employment fairs with military.com. And on militaryrecruit.com, excuse me. And so you can go on the DAV national website and find job postings of all over the country.
Wow, you guys are really busy, and I'm sure it's very appreciated by the people who get services from you. We're talking about the DAV, Disabled American Vets. Bridget Marker is the Department of Oregon commander. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, take care, Bridget.